U.S. forces in Iraq launched extensive attacks today, according to the New York Times and wire service accounts. Military officials called the raids a massive coordinated effort to stem growing resistance to the American military occupation of Iraq. The Times reported that dozens of Ba'ath Party members were arrested, but it was unknown how many Iraqis may have been killed or wounded in the raids. No American casualties were reported. NPR's Nick Spicer joins us on the line from Baghdad. Nick, what can you tell us about these raids today?
Well, we understand that they're taking place. We don't know which cities and towns they might be taking place in. However, it's suspected that they're in the northwestern part We don't know which cities and villages these raids are taking place in, except that they would be taking place north and west of the capital. That is where American military commanders think that the people who are resisting the American presence here are based. The only place where we know that a raid has taken place is in Fallujah, which is some 40 miles west of the capital.
There were large raids in Fallujah. The U.S. military met a lot of resistance there in recent weeks as well. Tell us anything that you've heard from there.
Well, we actually have eyewitness reports and reporter accounts of what happened. Some 1,300 American troops entered the city between 2 and 3 a.m. this morning with tanks and attack helicopters in support. Reports that the townspeople were warned about the impending raid over the PA system of the mosque and that people were flashing their porch lights to let each other know. The U.S. troops there were to search for weapons and to search for the people who have been organizing the attacks on U.S. troops in Fallujah. Those attacks have killed 3 U.S. soldiers in 2 weeks. They arrested a number of men who were found with bombs and illegal weapons and communications equipment. They were also focusing on buildings which were thought to contain weapons. It's not a big surprise that this happened in Fallujah, not only because the U.S. soldiers there are killed, have been killed, but because it's a conservative Sunni religious town. All of the raids, all of the resistance is coming from Sunni religious towns. All of them are towns which have been favored by Saddam Hussein, which provided high-ranking members to his Ba'ath Party and members of his Republican Guard.
This area in north and west of Baghdad you're talking about is known as a so-called Sunni Triangle. Several hundred Iraqis were detained in the raids last week. What do you know about who was arrested and whether or not they're still being held?
Well, we hear from American military officials that 400 people were arrested, and 60 are still in custody, among them 2 Iraqi generals. We don't know what they might be telling their American interrogators about their possible role in organizing the attacks. We just know that they were swept up in what was called Operation Peninsula Strike, a 6-day operation north and west of Baghdad, as you were just saying, which took place with support from F-16s and attack helicopters. Troops went door-to-door looking for men who might be involved in the attacks. We understand that some 130 people were killed, including one foreigner, according to claims from Iraqis and U.S. military sources. But as you were saying, it's quite hard to determine the number of people who were civilians and the number of people who may have been Iraqi fighters. We understand, though, that people who have had U.S. troops knock on their door have often felt humiliated, and the men particularly concerned about U.S. troops frisking their women. And so it can generate tensions. And the question that one might ask is whether or not this makes things worse.
NPR's Nick Spicer in Baghdad. Nick, thank you very much.
Thank you, Leanne.